down with OTV? Who's down with OTV? Who's down with OTV?
Podcast One presents Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Caitlin is creating a space where girls and gents can feel empowered to be themselves. Get ready for lots of laughs, taboo topics, unfiltered advice, and wine.
Lots of wine.
Get ready to shake things up. Here's Caitlin.
Welcome to Off the Vine. I am your host, Caitlin Bristow. This is like my fourth podcast of the day, so you know what that means.
You're dead.
I'm drunk.
Cool. Oh, right, got you.
So you have some catching up to do. In the studio, how many people call you Ariel?
Literally.
Like everyone?
99% of humans.
How do you, like, because it's Ariel.
Yes.
Ariel.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and your last name, Vandenberg.
Yes.
Did I say it right?
Yeah. Ariel Vandenberg.
What, people,
I'm like a princess.
You really do sound like a princess.
I know, thanks.
You just have to say that to people like it's like the mermaid?
No, because she's Ariel.
Oh, what?
So
oh, I picture
that,
the crab saying...
Oh, yeah. Ariel.
Yeah.
Yeah. I go, hey, do it like Sebastian.
Yeah.
The crab.
The crab. But then they try and do an accent and it just probably gets weird.
Yeah. And then they're like, Ariel. And you're like, no, it's wrong
no.
again. I'm all, actually, I'd come to that.
No.
I don't know.
Okay, I have to tell you this. I mean, maybe a little creepy, but not really, because I feel like you already know this. But so I followed Aaron and Lauren Paul before. And so one time Aaron posted a photo being like, everyone needs to go follow my friend. And I did.
Was it me?
Yeah, it was you.
What if it wasn't? I'm like, oh.
You're like, go on. I was like, yeah, it was this man named Tim. He sucked.
And I unfollowed him.
And I unfollowed him. So anyways, how are you doing today? Yeah, so I followed you. You had pink hair at the time.
Oh, yeah.
Please tell me what you used to color your hair pink. Was it like a... I use cake spray, like how you decorate cake.
What?
Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's bold.
Yeah, very.
No, I went to 901 and got it professionally done.
Oh, you did?
Because that stuff does not stay in your hair. So every time you wash it, it's gone.
Yeah.
So I got it professionally done. Two times by a girl named Lauren.
Okay.
At 901.
At 901.
And she has purple hair literally 24/7, all day, every day, for the rest of her life. And so I was like, oh, I want her to do it.
Oh.
And she was great. And I had pink hair and it stayed for like a month, but I kept having to redo it. She gave me like a little pot of the stuff.
And and you just put it in yourself.
Yeah.
I always wonder because I have moments where I want to go back to doing the
pink.
I loved it.
When
you inspired me.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I love that.
Yeah.
When I had pink hair, I felt like the real me. I was like,
yes.
This is the way it should have grown out of my head.
I
swear to you.
I felt like the most confident I've ever been in my life was with pink hair.
Absolutely.
And then I saw Spencer Pratt did like a Snapchat the other day where... The other day, it was like a long time ago, but he was like, oh, I see you with your pink hair to somebody in a magazine. Like, you're 34. Like, stop trying. And I was like, I'm 33.
I want to have pink hair when I'm 60.
Me too. I want to have green hair when I'm 60.
Heck yeah. That's kind of gross.
Yeah. I immediately regret saying that.
Green hair with like wrinkles is not okay. Pink hair, you're like, she's funky cool.
That's
green
true.
Hair, you're like, oh, she's sick.
That's true. Like, she's not well.
She's not well. She's ill.
Yeah, she's ill.
Yeah,
yeah, that's true. I take it back. I want to have like more tattoos and pink hair and just like, everyone's like, aren't you scared that your tattoos are going to sag when you're old? And I'm like, that'll look so gangster.
Yeah. You'll be like, nah, I wasn't bad. Badass in 2018.
Yeah, I'll be like, I'll feel like I don't give any F's
I don't have tattoos, so I'm
not one
badass. Yeah, I'm just
no. That's badass to not have any tattoos.
Everyone has tattoos, so I'm kind of like everyone's basic, and I'm like, what?
It's true, and I knew that would happen. I almost got a full sleeve. Almost.
Okay, can I tell you something?
Yes.
If I wasn't in the profession that I was, I would have full body tats. I want knuckle tattoos.
Me too!
So I was born in San Pedro.
Okay.
It's like super, I don't want to say like...
Is it hood?
It's kind of, yes. And it fits perfectly on your knuckles.
Mm-hmm.
San Pedro. There's enough space.
Oh, wow.
Perfect space.
Wow.
So I was like, that's what I would want.
Well, there's a lot of like actors out there and people who have... what do they do? Do they just get it professionally covered up or something?
They cover it. And it's such a process. It's like, it's another hour in the makeup chair and you're like, well, this sucks.
Yeah, that's true.
And also, I know people that haven't booked jobs because of them. So...
Yeah.
I mean, commercially.
Right.
I guess when you're like Angelina Jolie or something, you know. But
I had something so good to say and I already forget what it was. I need to back up this bus.
Cool. This is going really well.
It's going really well so far. What were we? Okay, tattoos, knuckle tattoos. Oh, hood. Oh, I remember. Oh. Okay, so I went on the Steve Harvey show not too long ago. Yeah, hood really clicked for me with Steve Harvey. Because he said, because this is what he said. We were sitting there. I was on this panel, and he was talking to me, and he was like talking about being in an open relationship. This girl on the panel was in an open relationship.
Oh, I thought you meant Steve Harvey. I was like, that's really bold.
No, he was saying like, no, he could never do it because he's like, I'm hood. I would want to like rip some guy apart if he was like dating my woman. And I was like, well, I'm not very hood. And I too would like to rip somebody apart if they were. And I said it like, I was like, I too am. I'm not hood, but I would too like to. And he goes, he looked at me. This is awful. And he goes, hood is not a color. And I was like, I wasn't saying it was.
No, it didn't sound like you were.
I wasn't. And then I got so uncomfortable, and then I didn't talk the rest of the panel. And that was like right at the get-go, too. Like, that was right at the beginning. Steve Harvey just like called me out. He's like, yeah, well, hood is not a color. And I was like,
You're like, I never said it was.
I didn't say it was. And then I wanted to take it back and be like, actually, I am really hood. I just didn't want to tell you.
Yeah, you're like, I'm the hoodest.
I'm super hood.
The hoodest. The most white thing to say ever.
I'm actually the hoodest of them all.
I'm the most hood. That's actually grammar correct.
I am the most hood.
I just said grammar correct. Dear God, grammatically. I gotta go.
It's late.
I went to high school, guys.
It's late.
It's not.
You had a tough day. We were saying this before.
I did.
Okay, so you went and got needles. Are you not good with needles?
Okay. Well, I wasn't good until this morning. I was so stressed
about getting a needle.
You say it like I went and
I get it.
Got some weird I got the needle.
You got the needle.
Okay, so I have been, and I only say this because like, well, who cares, whatever. I feel like when I'm on my period, I'm going crazy.
Yeah.
So
me too.
And that's because I don't know, as you get older. Yeah.
Yeah.
But as you get older, these things start popping up and you're like I didn't feel like that before.
Yeah.
But it's all, you know, centered around that time of the month.
Yes.
So I was like talking to so many people, and so many girls feel this way and never talk about it.
Yeah.
And they're like, dude, I get depressed, or I want to murder someone.
Yeah.
Or I want to freaking whatever. I'm like,
I have intrusive thoughts.
Well, I have. I love that.
It's a weird way to put it.
But. Yeah, but it's a thing.
Yeah.
But I get like just super overwhelmed and like bummed.
Yeah.
And I'm like, this is so not me. I'm the opposite of that.
Yeah.
Every other day of my life, and I'm like, I want to get a hormone test.
Yeah.
So this morning I went and got a hormone test. The results come back in a week.
Woo-hoo!
I'm super excited. So have me back on the podcast so that I can talk about my hormones.
To talk about your levels.
Yeah. And my levels. But I just think it's really important to do that because, honestly, people just think they're crazy. No, that is so normal.
Okay.
It's bananas how normal it is.
I'm actually so glad you brought this up because I was telling my podcast producer yesterday, I freaking went on antidepressant anxiety meds. Which effed me up even more.
Which it all had to do with hormones, right?
No,
guys, don't prescribe me some that's for not my
They prescribed me so easily, too.
Yeah, of course they did.
Okay, 100%. I actually went to a hormone specialist first, and this was over freaking Skype with somebody in Canada. And she was like, oh, are you crying a lot? Yeah, okay. And I'm like, yeah, and I get like...
She sounds professional.
Super unprofessional. And I'm like, yeah, I get like... freaking black hairs that grow out of my chin. She's going, oh God. And she's making
antidepressants.
Yeah. And she put me on like freaking like testosterone cream.
What?
I know, it sounds disgusting, doesn't it? She put me on testosterone cream that I had to like rub on my forearms every night. Like,
no.
And Sean would be like, what the hell? I'd be like, I think I'm getting all like horned up. I got some testosterone cream on my forearms. You want to do this or what?
Oh my God, he was like, ew.
But she put me on all this crap, and all of a sudden, she goes, you should feel something in 3 weeks. 3 weeks, I was the most depressed I've ever been in my life.
But you had a six pack.
I was looking fine. But I honestly was like, I couldn't get out of bed, and I was like, I couldn't figure out what was wrong. Then
that's,
I was like, oh my God.
Okay.
She didn't even have my blood work, and she put me on all of this stuff.
That actually makes me very sad, and I'm so glad we're talking about this because I think people that like go through things like that need to shed light on the fact that you don't need to take antidepressants or anti-anxiety medication when it's maybe something like extra estrogen
whatever
it is. I have no idea. I'm throwing out words that I don't even know.
No, that is a
thing. But like, what if my estrogen's too high and all I need to do is just take this little like vitamin?
Yeah.
Come on, guys.
It's, you know what you need to take if that's the case? What? Progesterone.
Oh.
Because that levels it out.
And on that note, progesterone
is
sponsoring
an ad.
Podcast.
hey, progesterone, any brands out there? You want to hit up the old pod? Cool. On brand. Very on brand for me. But it's so weird because I feel like people don't talk about that, which is so crazy too, because how many years have women been going through having a period?
Literally since the beginning of time.
I want to be like, ma'am, why didn't you tell me? Like, why didn't my mom tell me that this is
I know.
She was right there outside the door coaching me on how to put in my first tampon, but nobody told me that it was going to make me the devil.
Yeah. Teachers, I know, like, there should be a class for girls.
Yeah.
There should be, like, a 30-minute, I don't know, class for girls.
Yeah.
That go, yo, you're going to be cray-cray at 30.
And that's okay.
And don't worry about it because it's probably just a little, you know, I don't know, hormonal thing.
And P.S., you're going to get black hairs growing out of your chin.
And you're going to have to put the testosterone cream all over your
all
body.
All over your forearms. And it's not hot.
Like, I think it's kind of hot.
Do you?
Yeah, no.
You're just picturing me rubbing it on my forearms.
Like, I don't like it.
No.
Don't look at me like that.
No. I made eye contact and I
went rubbing.
Ew, why am I so gross?
It's fine.
Sean was not turned on by me. I literally said to him, I think I'm getting horned up from my testosterone cream.
Wow.
I actually said that. And he was like, that doesn't turn me on. And I was like, oh.
Oh, man.
I was also drunk.
Oh, well, that's fine then. You're good. No one remembers that.
But he doesn't like really drink, so then it's like super weird because then in the morning I'm like, damn it, what'd I say?
Yeah.
And then he's like, you said you're horned up from your testosterone. And I'm like, oh yeah, super sexy. Cool. Let's have hungover sex
now. Oh god.
Something's wrong with me.
Oh my god.
Anyways. Hey, do you guys ever find yourself distracted, forgetting things, making mistakes at work? A quality night's sleep does make all the difference. The right mattress is the difference between resting and just laying down. The right mattress is the Lisa mattress. The Lisa mattress is the product of more than 30 years of experience in mattress engineering and hundreds of hours of testing. By the way, why is that not my job? Why am I not like a mattress tester or a mattress engineer to like test hours of sleeping on a mattress? Ugh. New career change for me. Comprised of three foam layers that provide cooling, pressure relief, body contouring, and support, the Lisa mattress is the best mattress at the best value. Over 300,000 happy Lisa sleepers that agree the Lisa mattress gives them the rest that they need. Order your Lisa mattress online at lisa.com/vine and try it risk-free for 100 nights. It ships directly to your door in a convenient box with free shipping and free returns. Buy Lisa for a fraction of the cost of traditional mattresses. Find the right mattress for you at lisa.com/vine and get the rest that you need tonight. Don't miss Lisa's limited Labor Day sale and get up to $235 off and free shipping on the Lisa mattress at lisa.com/vine. That's LEESA.com/vine.
But on that note, you look hot.
Thanks.
I was actually just telling you that you don't need to look this hot for a podcast, and I'm bummed that I didn't like fancy it up.
It's only because
I got
going
the
to
needle
dinner.
Today.
Yeah, you got the needle.
And I came straight from the needle, and you know.
It's a traumatic day, and I understand. Yeah. I understand, but the only reason I'm dressed up, I'm not even dressed up. The only reason I have a bold lip. I have a bold lip on.
She's got a bold lip, guys. I wish you could see.
Her hair looks
perfect. It's great. I look like Johnny Bravo. We have discussed this. I threw my bang over my. What is this called?
Headphone.
My headphones.
Yeah.
And
I don't know why I did that singular. Headphone.
Headphone. And now I look
Do you remember back in the day?
No.
It's good.
Yeah.
When you used to actually do that, though, like do the poof and then pin it.
And pin it? Like a cross pin?
Yeah, you cross pin. Yeah.
It's
and like
so
hairspray it.
It's so embarrassing.
It really is.
I'm not into it.
Well,
like butterfly clips, I'd twist it like I had cornrows.
Me too. Me too.
Clips.
Oh my God. And all I wanted to do ever was go on vacation so I could get the actual cornrows.
I got them. So all my friends. So when I was a senior, it's like too old to be this, but I was a senior in high school, and for our senior trip, we all graduated. My four best friends. We went. We all graduated. I know, shocking. So
I'm just laughing thinking about what this story's going
to
be.
We went to Costa Rica.
Yeah.
All my friends, they were kind of rich. Like, I wasn't rich growing up at all.
Yeah.
And they were, one of my friends, her family had a house in Costa Rica. So, hi. I went with them to Costa Rica. It was like this beautiful trip, whatever. They all scheduled massage appointments.
Mm-hmm.
And we all had them at the same time. And I was like, we all get there. And my lady was late. And I was just like, honestly, I don't even really want a massage.
Like, I just want the cornrows.
No, for real. So I left the massage place. I walked to the beach and got cornrows. Everyone gets out of their massage. They're like, what the f***? And I have full braids, like 1,000 braids coming out of my head. And they're like, did you miss your massage appointment? I'm like, yes. And I fully just like ditched the massage, got cornrows, went back to like San Diego where I'm from. And my boyfriend's like, the f*** happened to you? Like,
and you probably felt so cool.
Oh my God. I was like, I am sexual.
Yeah. Did you get severe sunburn on the like deep parts?
I didn't. But when I took them out, it was so greasy. And then like poof, poodle ears, like greased scalp, poodle hair.
Yeah.
It was not okay.
I'm not lying. I got those, but like with extensions put in. I sat in the chair.
That's so bad.
I sat in a chair for 9 hours and then scheduled myself headshots and a photo shoot.
Oh boy. It's getting worse.
I'll show you.
Okay, thank you.
And I have a picture of me crossing my arms.
How old were you? Like recent?
No.
Oh, like high school.
Yeah. Okay. I think I was 16 or 17.
Okay.
And I'm posing with my arms crossed, like leaning back.
Of course.
With a big white belt on and a tube top.
Of course.
And a choker.
It's great.
And a choker with these big braids. But then another time I came back from vacation, I had those braids, the beads on the end.
Oh, that's what I had.
Yeah.
I had white and green beads.
Oh,
and my friends were
mine
like,
were white.
You asshole. I'm like, well.
But you felt good.
I was like, yo, you missed out on the best time of my life.
Yeah.
So,
you know what? You would have still been thinking about it to this day if you hadn't have done it.
I can get a massage any day.
Anywhere.
Hello. When can you get your hair braided on the beach by a Costa Rican woman?
Only in Costa Rica.
Hello. I brought her back with me, so. Every day.
So you want to meet at the beach tomorrow?
Yeah.
Get you braid my hair?
100%.
That's so funny. Now I'm thinking back to when I had the actual ones with the beads, and I don't know what was with me in scheduling photo shoots after this, because I just like really wanted to like hang on to the moment that me and my girlfriend went to Walmart and got photos done. And
Walmart.
Wait,
where are you from?
And we got them printed. A little town called Leduc, Alberta in Canada.
Leduc?
Uh-huh.
Did you know that there was a club in LA called Leduc?
Ledoux?
Yeah.
No, I did not know that.
It was the best.
It was?
Moving on. It was the best.
Why? What did it have carpet?
No, what?
I just think about
the
best bar that I ever...
That sounds like a great club.
In Vancouver.
It has carpet.
In Vancouver, there's this place called the Roxy. Mm-hmm. It's had the same carpet since like 89. It smells like vomit when you walk in there, but it's the best bar you've ever been to in your life. Country music every Sunday night.
Touché, Ledoux.
Yeah.
So Ledoux was the best club imaginable.
Okay.
I had a fake ID. I'd go into this place and just rule. No, but like Paris Hilton was always there. Like Lindsay Lohan. It was like the time when all the people, like not funny people, but the fun, like going
like
out people,
Britney
the paparazzi
Spears coming
people.
Out of the car with no undies time.
Yes.
Yeah.
Like that's the
Yeah.
I literally miss those times because now no one dances at clubs. They
Why?
Like, I don't know.
I do.
I do too.
Yeah.
Well, because we're 100. So, but like, I'm telling you, now when you go out, everyone's just Snapchatting doing the freaking Instagram dances that like no one really knows how to do. And it's like not fun. And everyone's just looking at their phone. I would go out and just rage my balls off
me
with
too.
Paris Hilton.
Oh, you did.
Yes,
I'm like, I thought you meant
so
now. I'm like,
fun.
Me too. Rage my balls off all the time.
Well,
now.
Actually, same. What are you doing tonight? Because I'm down.
I am raging in my hotel room. No, I'm going to dinner.
Oh, yeah, right.
I mean, please come.
I'm down.
Okay.
Okay.
Really? Will you come?
Who are you going to dinner with?
My girlfriend, Brandy Cyrus.
Oh, is that like Miley Cyrus's sister?
Yeah.
Oh. I have to go now, guys. Bye-bye.
Yes.
Wait, I knew that because Wells.
Yes.
Do they do a podcast?
Yes.
Okay, so I actually know who she is because of I follow him on Instagram.
Yeah.
And okay. Cool.
They do a podcast called Your Favorite Thing.
Okay.
She's such a nice girl.
She seems amazing.
Yeah, she is.
She seems really sweet.
She's awesome. She took me to Miley's 4th of July party, and I'm still recovering.
Amazing. It's been a month.
I'm like, I'm 33, and Miley's 24. I need to keep that in mind. Okay? I can't party with her.
Yeah.
I can't hang.
No, yes, you can.
We were talking about dancing, and I wanted to tell you that your Kiki video.
I know. So sad. Or so
what do you
funny.
Mean? Well, okay, so sad, yes. The ending,
so sad because I actually broke my ankle.
Did you actually injure yourself?
Yes. Well, okay, so when it first happened, I did a Kiki challenge. Let's just tell the listeners.
It's the best one I've seen.
Did a Kiki challenge.
It's amazing.
Totally fell, and it looks fake. When I watch it, I go,
it looks like
I didn't hurt myself, but I actually rolled my ankle so hard. I heard my bones in my foot crunching.
Oh, my gosh.
And obviously, my boyfriend's like, still filming because we're content creators.
Yeah.
And he's like, still filming.
He was
filming.
Like, yes.
Yeah, yeah, hell yes. 3 million views. Yeah. It actually did. I was like, oh, my God. So anyways, I fully fell. And then when he shut the camera off, I was like dead ass serious. I was like, I think I like broke a bone in my foot. And, like, cried and, like, got in the car and was like, this sucks. I can't believe I just did this for a stupid Instagram.
It's so worth it, though.
Worth it.
So worth it.
Yeah. I mean, it was, like, on the news the other day.
Shut up.
I'm not kidding.
No, I believe you, actually.
I'm not kidding. My thing was on the news. And I'm like, I'm so dumb. But
you know
it's
what?
Great.
It is. I always say about things being on brand. It was so on brand for you.
So on brand. Like, I was trying to be cool. Like, at first I was like, wait, I look kind of cute. And then I'm like, wait, I totally look like the biggest nerd on
no,
earth.
It's so good. It was.
Thank you.
Because one of my girlfriends actually messaged me and she goes, did you see her Kiki video? And I was like, wait, no, I missed it. And I went back and watched and I was like, this is everything. And I couldn't figure out until I saw your swollen ankle if it was real,
oh,
or
real.
A fake fall.
Real.
Yeah.
Yeah. So real.
And
so.
Your boyfriend, Matt, is also hilarious.
Thank you.
How did you guys meet?
Okay.
Tell
we
me the
met
story.
I was trying to figure it out today, actually, because I ran into the girl that introduced us.
Mm-hmm.
I ran into her today, and we were trying to figure out what year that was.
Because you guys did the Vine videos, right?
Yeah, but we... Okay, so him and I met when we were... literally 2006.
Holy shit.
Yeah. So, like, it's been 12 years. We've known each other. And then we became friends, like, best friends about 9 years ago, maybe 10 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
So we became really close then. And, yeah, I started making vines.
Mm-hmm.
And I started putting him in all of my vines. And then he would, like, have ideas. And I'm like, bro, get your own vine.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
And so he got his own and, you know, started doing his thing separately. But, yeah, we started doing that. And then
and then you just fell in love?
Yeah, literally, yeah.
From being friends, that's like...
It's kind of the dream.
It really is.
Honestly, until I started dating him, I was like... In my head, I'm like, I need the fairy tale relationship. Mm-hmm. I want some, like, Parisian man to come to LA and sweep me off my feet and, like...
Make me a princess, like, yeah, my name says I am.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And then... And I kept thinking that in my head. I'm like, I want that so bad. But little did I know that, like, I have a fairy tale relationship.
Aww.
It's literally, like, going from best, mm-hmm. best friends, tell each other everything, like, almost too close to going into being in a relationship.
That's so crazy.
It is bananas.
It,
like,
really is.
And I'm telling you, it's the greatest thing on earth. And you probably know because it seems like you have your best friend.
I do, yes.
Your significant.
He's, yeah.
And I just... don't know why I said significant, but I don't. You can't say other, or else it makes it like you're married.
Yeah, I know.
Wait, you're not married.
No, engaged.
Oh. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Oh, you are.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
Yeah.
Hi. So, anyways, I got so awkward just then.
Well, you didn't watch the show.
I know.
What?
Wait, did you get engaged on the show?
Yeah.
God, I suck. I'm so sorry.
What? Wait. No, don't ever apologize for that, because it would be weird if you did know that and didn't. Like, people are allowed to not watch the show.
True.
But, like, I almost like that you didn't.
Oh, okay. Well, thank you.
Yeah.
But I actually, like, want to get into it because I like obsessing over
Yeah.
And I feel like that's a show that you obsess over.
You do.
And I need to get into it, but I don't have TV. I just watch everything on Netflix.
Oh.
So anytime people are having bachelor parties, I'm like, yo, invite me.
Yeah, yeah.
But, like, I don't know if people get, like, that's what happens at at the end.
Yes.
You always get engaged.
Well.
Sort of.
It's like the format of the show is that you get engaged at
gotcha.
The end.
Yeah. Okay.
But some people don't. So you guys know I like to live a healthy lifestyle. I try to be conscious of what's in my food, my makeup, even my cleaning supplies. I'm not a mother yet, but I do have plenty and plenty of friends and family with babies. I know this stuff really matters for the little babies too. And that's when I learned about the Honest Company. So I started spreading the word to all the parents in my life, even though the majority of them already knew about the Honest Company. But I sent some to my friend. She was beyond thrilled to have high quality, hypoallergenic, super absorbent diapers that's made of naturally derived ingredients. I know life can be super hard enough with little ones running around, so having one less thing to worry about does go a long way. These diapers seriously hold 17 times their weight in fluid and feature an improved fit to help reduce those blowouts that no parent or anybody really enjoys. But the best thing about the Honest Company is their bundle options. So their diapers and wipes bundles offers the best deal on a monthly supply. You save almost $17 on each shipment. The bundle gets delivered on a schedule that you customize and control. And plus, listeners to Off the Vine get an exclusive deal, $25 off your first month's diaper and wipes shipment. Just go to honest.com/vine and insert promo code HONEST at checkout. That was honest.com/vine and code HONEST to save $25 off your first month's diapers and wipes shipment.
Have you ever seen the show Burning Love?
It's my favorite. I fangirled over that guy so hard he came to one of the bachelor weddings that I was at.
Dude.
I'm obsessed. Will you accept this hose?
Yeah. So he actually just, I just did a tiny little part in this movie called Dog Days that's about to come out in like, I don't know, 2 weeks.
Yeah.
Or, I don't know, tomorrow. It's coming out so soon.
Yeah.
I think like August 5th. I don't know. I should probably know that. Anyways.
Dog Days.
Dog Days.
With the guy, the lead from... We accept this host from
no,
Burning
he
Love?
Directed it.
Oh,
he's in it too, but like he directed
okay.
it. And he's the nicest guy
yeah.
ever.
Yeah,
funniest guy ever.
What's his name?
Ken Marino.
Okay,
and he is just—I mean, he's a dream. I love
yeah.
him so much.
Yeah,
he's so sweet. And I've only like worked with him once, and then I saw that, and I was yeah. like, that's the closest thing I've seen to like a full episode, a season of The Bachelor.
It's like one of my favorite shows I've ever seen.
Same.
It's
and it's such
so
an
good.
Easy watch because there are only yeah. 8 episodes or yeah. something or 8. 8 minutes.
Yeah.
It's the best. I love it.
Didn't Ben Stiller like...
He produced it.
Produced it.
Yeah. I think he's on it too, but he produced
yes.
it.
Oh, it's so good.
I know.
Even Jennifer Aniston comes out in one part of one of the episodes.
Yes.
Yeah. She's the panda.
Yep.
Yeah.
Well, I knew it was her. The voice. The second I heard
oh,
her
really?
Voice, I was like, that's Jennifer Aniston. And I bet you anything, she couldn't be in the show besides one episode.
Yeah.
So they were like,
yeah,
let's
yeah,
put
yeah.
her in a panda suit
right.
and just have her do voiceovers.
Yeah.
Great idea.
Oh, yeah, genius.
Genius.
Yeah. Ben Stiller's good.
He's great.
He's great. I'm a big, big Ben Stiller guy.
Yeah. What?
Oh, that's
Ben Bell.
Big Ben Stiller guy.
You said guy.
I'm a guy.
Yeah. Oh, cool.
No, I always.
It's confession time.
Yeah. What a segue. I always call Sean and I always do that where we say we're big whatever guys. Like,
oh, okay.
I don't know how it even started. We're big. I don't know. I'm a big
guys.
Wine guy. I'm a big oh. this guy. I always say guy. And mm-hmm. Chris Harrison always makes fun of me because he's like, you're a girl.
You're like, you're a big like, wine girl.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's cool. funnier if you say guy.
Yeah.
So let's confess.
Wait, are you serious?
Yeah.
Oh, no.
Do you have one for me? I know you got the needle today. We've already gone over
needle.
That. You survived.
Well, my confession is I have to poop this whole time.
That's
no. Well, I do have one. I have.
Okay.
Well, I was going in between like a few, but I
okay.
feel like I'm going to do this one.
Well, you can tell me all of them.
I don't think I should.
Well,
I think this one's like the best one. If I'm being honest,
you tell me, and I'll people confess to me the craziest.
Oh, well, this isn't like too crazy. It's
okay,
just like
tell me.
It's just something I haven't told a lot of people.
Okay, I love it
because I. Don't want it to get back to the person that it happened to. So,
you don't have to say names.
No, I'm not gonna.
Okay.
The thing is he kind of already did. Here's the thing.
Okay.
Okay. Here we go. Ready?
Yes.
Is it time?
It's time.
Okay. So, I was dating this guy like I don't know, freaking 10 years ago.
Yeah.
Actually, 10 years ago.
Yeah.
I think it was like 2004.
Okay.
Pretty much.
Okay.
So I was dating this guy. And he, like, smoked weed all the time.
Mm-hmm.
Literally every second of his life.
Yeah.
And
he was a big weed guy.
He's a big weed guy.
Okay.
I wasn't like a big weed guy, but I, you know, I was like, I dabbled when I was like 17 or whatever.
Yeah, yeah.
I don't know.
Yeah.
So he actually lived with his mom.
Yeah.
I'm like giving too much away. He's like, I know it's me.
Yeah. He like happens to listen to Off the Vine podcast, like super weird. It's like my one guy listener.
This guy's actually like he's great, and like I feel like it's like I feel like an ass telling this story. It's not even a bad story. It's actually really funny.
Okay.
Anyways, so he lived with his mom at the time because we were young.
Yeah.
And I would always be at their house. Like I became friends with his mom. Like his mom was super great and whatever. But she hated that he smoked weed.
Mm-hmm.
He started growing like weed in their backyard.
Yeah.
And in
did
like
she know.
No.
Oh.
In like a secret, like behind the garage situation, like in this
like
really
Narnia.
Actual Narnia. Yeah. You have to go through bushes and like there was a little weed field. Not a field. It was literally two
garden?
Feet long. Field of weeds.
Such a huge field of weed. Two weeds.
I'm a weed guy. So
as you can tell, I'm a weed guy.
Yeah. So he has this little like garden of weed and his mom found it. This was literally the day we broke up.
Yeah.
And she didn't know that we broke up. So she calls me and she like would always talk to me about like how, I don't know. It was just like
she didn't know you dabbled.
We were close. Like so she would always call me and be like, why is he doing this? Why is he doing that? Mm-hmm. And like she was so sweet, but like we got really close to the point where I was like, you can't like ask me for like mother advice. Yeah. You know, like I'm five.
Getting weird. Yeah.
Like I yeah. So anyways,
you're like, I'm really high right now. I can't talk to you about this.
So anyways, so she finds like we break up this day. She calls me the same day and she goes, she leaves this voicemail and she's like, I found weed in the backyard, blah blah blah. Like I really want to talk to you. Please call me back. I'm throwing this away. This is horrible. He can't be doing this. I can't believe he's even growing it.
Yeah.
Blah blah blah. This whole voicemail.
Yeah.
Anyways, I'm like buzzed off of three sips of rosé.
I drugged it.
What? Oh.
I'm just kidding.
Oh, it's Whispering Angel.
It's, have you had this before?
Yeah, it's the best
rosé. It's the best rosé I've ever had.
It's amazing.
Yeah.
Anyways, sidetracked.
It's because you got the needle today.
Actually, it sounds so gross.
The needle.
You guys, hormone test.
Yeah.
Okay. So anyways, she leaves me this voicemail and I'm so furious at this guy. I'm just like, I don't want to be involved in this like relationship anymore. Whatever. So that night, my roommate and I were talking and I'm telling her all this stuff. And in my head, I'm like, I'm telling her about our breakup. And in my head, I'm like, oh, there's like a bunch of weed plants in their trash can. We should go take them. It had so much
jackpot.
No, but like, I'm telling you, these plants had so much weed on them. And I'm like, it's a gold mine.
Yeah, it really is. Yeah.
So we literally like just hoodie, like
balaclava.
Oh yeah.
Just, do you know what a balaclava is?
Yeah, that thing.
Oh,
I know.
Okay. Yeah.
I'm a genius.
Okay.
It's the thing that you put over your face, like a ski mask type, right?
I thought only Canadians knew what this was.
I dated a Canadian. That's why.
There you go.
Yeah.
He wore balaclavas.
All the time. I didn't know what he looked like.
Yeah.
So we like fully like, we wanted it to be like dramatic. So we went head to toe, you know, ninja style, crawling on the ground to Mission Impossible. Mm-hmm. Get to the trash cans, get the plants, put them in trash bags and bounce. Like literally, it was so dramatic. And it was like 3 a.m. when we did this. So hello. Floodlights turned on and we literally stopped and we were like, oh God. So anyways.
Did they have like surveillance cameras?
No. Oh, they weren't rich.
Thank God.
So we have these plants. We take them back to the apartment and dangle them from every area. Like, because you're supposed to like hang. I don't know. We like looked it up. You dangle them so that they dry out.
Okay.
We tried to smoke it. It was the worst weed on earth. Literally, it was dust. I was smoking dust.
Oh.
And
did you get high?
No.
Oh.
And I wasn't even like a pothead. I was like, I don't really smoke. I just wanted to be like, yeah, we did this. Like,
yeah,
you.
A cool story. Yeah.
And then like, then I see him.
Yeah.
I see him and he's like.
Would have been a great Instagram story too. Back in the day.
Come on, Instagram. Why aren't you there for me?
I know.
So I see him like a year later and he's like, yeah, my mom threw my plants away, blah, blah, blah. And in my head, I'm like, smoke that dust. Like that trash
weed. I hit that dust.
I freaking hit that trash weed so hard. I mean, it was the worst weed on earth. And anyway, so that's my confession. And if he's listening, I'm sorry.
Well, that's really funny. That's a great confession.
Is that a good confession?
No, that's really good. I mean, and you're a good storyteller. I feel like it's all about the delivery.
Okay. Right.
I don't know why that was
such a
hard word for me to I was like, delivery. But it is. It's about the delivery.
You have the perfect laugh, by the way.
Oh, it's like, I call it my fat man laugh.
It's a cackle beyond belief, and I love it.
Well, you know
In a good way.
Like, I can't control it.
No, that's good.
Sean always tells me he doesn't want to go see a comedian with me because he thinks we'll get called out.
Oh, my God. That's the best. Go get called out.
I love being called out.
Yeah, it's great. It's fun.
I love it. I'm like, pick on me.
Because you're not embarrassed. Like, so many people get embarrassed by that. I am the same. I'm like trying to make full eye contact. I'm like, talk to me.
Yeah. Me too. I like want them to call me out. Like, I'll never forget I was serving Jeff Ross back in my serving days in Vancouver.
Yeah.
And he does like all the roasts.
Yeah.
And I was like, roast me. Like, so stupid. I was probably like 24, 25.
He's like, come here.
Yeah.
He's like, I'll roast you. Yeah. Oh my God. Get away from me, sir.
He's like, you got 2 minutes? But he was like, he's like, I was serving him. He goes, server, real career woman, huh? And I was like, oh
my God.
Yeah. And then,
no, thank you.
And then he was like, do you do anything else besides serving? And I was like, actually, I'm a nanny. And he goes, hey, if you were my nanny, I'd suck my thumb till I was 42.
Oh.
And then I was like, I'll take that one.
Yeah. Okay. That's like kind of a compliment, but you're also like, no.
Well, I did ask him to roast me. So the first one, it was acceptable.
That's true. Yeah.
It hurt.
Yeah.
It was tough, but it was fair.
Well, the only time I've ever been called out by a comedian, I was at the improv and I was watching stand up and I had to go to the bathroom and he goes, where are you going? And I was like, oh, damn it. I was just going to the bathroom. I came back like, I don't know, a couple minutes later and he literally is like, take a shit. And I was like, no. Like, I just couldn't come in because they wouldn't let me. So I, like, was out there for too long. They didn't want me to cross through while he was on.
Yeah.
But I was like, you know, got in and
you can't really, like, explain yourself.
I know. I'm like, no, sir, I didn't take a I actually was peeing, but then they were outside.
Yeah.
And then I just take up his whole set.
Yeah.
He's like, let's wrap this up.
Like, shut the hell up.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. That's, so. I went to this comet.
Okay. You're not okay.
I'm not okay.
Yeah, take a break.
I didn't even have the needle today. I need to drop the needle thing. Drop the needle again. I'm done. Okay, what is the play? A stand-up comedy show. Is that how you say it? I went to a stand-up comedy show.
Yeah, you went to see stand-up.
I don't even remember my story.
Okay, bye.
Bye. Been great talking with you. I had a great time with you today. Anyway, you're kind of a comedian.
Yeah.
Have you done stand-up?
Yes. I know. Well, apparently you didn't see my Instagram.
Oh, which one?
So recently, Whitney Cummings just asked me to, like, do stand-up.
What? She's so funny.
Oh, my God. She's amazing. She is such a girl crush. I, like, am obsessed with her.
She's so sweet
and so, like, she cheers the girls on, and I love it.
Yeah.
Like, she invited me to come and do this show called Whitney and Friends.
I did see you were standing on the stage with the word improv in the background.
I sure was.
I did stand up with Amy Schumer there on my show.
Did you?
Yeah.
That's sick.
It was the highlight of my whole show is that I got to do stand up with Amy Schumer there.
That's really cool.
Yeah. Yeah. Go
on. Well, so.
I'm just trying to one up you so bad.
I know. I'm like,
anyways, go back to your story with
them. I'm like, I hate my story now. Okay. So Whitney asked me to do this show. Mm-hmm. It's called Whitney and Friends.
Yeah.
And she just has this show once a month where she has like her, you know, friends come and do stand up before her. And I couldn't believe that I was like, opening for Whitney Cummings.
You actually got to do stand-up and go open for her.
Yes, I did 20 minutes.
Whoa, that is huge.
It was incredible. It was so much fun. So anyways, I've done stand-up a bunch of times about 2 years ago.
Mm-hmm.
And then it honestly kind of just scared me to do, what do you call it, open mics.
Yeah.
And I was like, I don't want to do those types of shows because those are the ones that, like, bring you down.
Yeah.
You know, if you're doing a show full of, like, fans and people willing to laugh, it's like, that's where you want to be. That's so where it, like, lifts your spirits. It's so much fun, which is the Whitney show.
Yeah.
It was the greatest night of my life.
Yeah.
But before, like, 2 years ago, I wasn't inviting people from Instagram. I wasn't, like, telling anyone I was doing it.
Yeah.
I was just kind of doing it for strangers.
Wow. Wait, and that's ballsy.
Yeah. It was horrible. Like,
really?
I'm telling you, it's so scary. And but the thing is it was still fun, but, like, I don't want to do it that way anymore.
Yeah.
If I'm going to do stand-up, I want to have people there that are supporting.
Yeah.
And just, like, there to have fun.
Yeah.
You know, I could tell, like, a stupid story and it doesn't have to have, like, a punchline.
Right.
People just want to come out and laugh.
It's true, because if people follow you on Instagram, they already think you're hilarious. So you could be like...
That's, like, the best. I mean, it feels like I'm cheating, but I'm also like, no, I made those... You know, I've had this following.
Yeah.
Because I started it.
Yeah.
Like, I didn't, like, I don't know.
No,
it's
kinda
hard to explain. But
no, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
I actually just thought of a confession right the second for you.
What?
Yeah, do the Johnny Bravo hair for the photos. Okay, here's my confession. One time, you did an Instagram story, like, a long time ago. I'm so embarrassed to tell you this.
Oh,
yeah,
God,
that's a good idea. That's a good idea. If you're
I feel self-conscious.
Now you look like, what's his face, who wears sunglasses during his concerts all the time. He's like,
Usher?
No.
Chris Brown?
Someone, like, old. Never mind.
God, I don't know.
It's like Bruce Springsteen, but it's not. Anyways, someone in that time. Okay, you did an Instagram story once where you put your phone in the fridge on hands-free mode.
Uh-huh.
And then you edited it so that the fridge opened.
Yeah.
And it was just really next level content.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. I was really, I should do more hands-free fridge opening.
It was like really, I was like, oh, I stole it.
Okay.
But like.
I like that.
But like like quite a while later, like it was like maybe a year later.
Okay. And then you did a show with Amy Schumer.
Yeah.
Steal then, my bits.
And then I opened for Amy Schumer. And everybody laughed, so.
That was your one thing. You're like, I have a prop. It's a fridge. 1 second.
Yeah. I put the phone in. But I did it, and I opened the fridge because I had really, really bad heartburn, and people told me... people told me to drink apple cider vinegar.
Okay.
And so I was like, oh, I'm going to put the phone in the fridge
Great
and
idea.
Do the thing.
Yeah.
And Spencer Pratt was like, Caitlin, that was so genius.
Wow.
I know.
Wow. Okay.
I know.
Well, I hope you gave me credit.
Well, I didn't.
Oh,
this is my confession. So now I'm going to give you credit because everybody who listens to my podcast knows that they follow me on Instagram. And
I was
inspired by your creative content.
I love
opening
that.
The fridge.
You know what? You don't have to give me credit.
No, I do.
It's fine. No, I do. I want it to be our thing.
Okay.
Okay.
Oh.
Yeah, it's our thing. Opening the fridge and with hands free, that's our thing.
You know I'm going home to do it out of my mini fridge at the hotel tonight.
I'm doing it again and tagging you.
Oh my gosh, we should do a whole video on...
So down.
What other doors can we open with the phone behind it?
Any door.
Oh my God.
Bathroom door.
Garage door.
Garage door. Human door. That's not a thing.
That's not a thing.
Oh God.
You could have the phone in your mouth and open your mouth.
A big enough mouth.
That was stupid.
Yeah, it's really dumb.
Damn it.
That's fine.
Anyways.
I gotta get going. My Uber's here.
I like look down. It's already been like 3 hours. I'm like, wait, what? What happened? Where am I? Okay, guys, let's take a mid-show break here. Let's talk about the fact that I was in Italy for a week. I'd say it's time for some dietary rehab. So when I need healthy fuel fast, I know exactly where to turn. Daily Harvest. They deliver perfectly portioned cups of frozen organic fruits and vegetables directly to your door. All you have to do is add water or your favorite milk to your cup and then just blend it or heat it. Daily Harvest's new savory harvest bowls are actually an amazing healthy dinner, and it's faster than takeout. Their new plant-based ready-to-blend protein smoothies actually have me excited for gym days, so that says a lot. And each of their dessert-inspired flavors packs in at least 10 grams of protein with no chalky powders. I want to tell you what my favorite one is, but I have no idea. I love them all. You open my freezer, it's jam-packed with Daily Harvest bowls, smoothies, everything. And Daily Harvest cups are portable, so you can fuel up on the go. I love convenience. Go to daily-harvest.com and enter promo code VINE to get 3 cups free in your first box. That's promo code VINE for 3 free Daily Harvest cups at daily-harvest.com.
We'll be back with more Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Okay, this festival and concert season, it's all about the boots. We all know it. And I've got just the place for you to find your perfect pair. They are Tecovas, okay? They've got everything you need to rock that festival style. But really what sets Tecovas apart is their first wear comfort, okay? Seriously, there's little to no break-in period. So you can strut your stuff in style right out of the gates. Plus their direct-to-consumer pricing keeps value on your feet and money in your pocket. So stop at your local Tecovas store, have a complimentary drink or two, shop new styles. The smell of fresh leather and a friendly staff. Are you kidding me? They're at your service. Many stores even have leather custom branding to make your boots truly personalized. That's what I did. And with regular live music and events, there's no in-store experience like it. So if you can't make it to a store, just visit tecovas.com. That's T-E-C-O-V-A-S.com. They're offering free shipping on all boots as well as free returns and exchanges, and they ship right to your door. So go to tecovas.com and find your new favorite pair of boots today.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Hey guys, if you like my show, then you're going to love House of Kim. With Kim Zolciak-Bierman, Kim has done it all from motherhood to music to The Real Housewives of Atlanta. So join Kim each week as she talks with husband Croy and her amazing family and friends. Listen to House of Kim each week exclusively on Podcast One or wherever you get your favorite podcasts.
Now back to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow.
Did you just come out of the womb like a model, or when did you start modeling and acting?
I started modeling and acting. Well, I started modeling when I was like 16.
Really?
Yeah. And I was still in high school, and I would drive up to LA, and my mom would take me to castings and stuff. And then I didn't tell any of my friends in high school that I was doing that. So when I would go back to school, I'm not kidding. So I modeled for Billabong and Roxy, and they would come out in these like magazines that all my friends would look at. And so a friend
of
mine,
people would be like, this looks like you.
Yes.
And how did you not tell people?
Well, I told people eventually, but this one kid,
so humble.
I just was scared that I don't know why I was like scared about it.
I'd have been like hanging it up in people's lockers.
Yeah. Well, this one, only like two people were like, this girl kind of looks like you, and like blah 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 whatever. And I was like, oh yeah, I don't know, whatever. Anyways, this kid who was a freshman, I was a senior, he was like, I have to burp.
Oh yeah, burp.
Sorry,
I'm so jealous. Could you teach me how to burp maybe after this story?
I don't think it's like a teaching thing.
I just had to. No, I don't know.
It was like one of those things, you know, where it's like,
Yeah.
Anyways,
Anyways, you're a Billabong model.
Anyways, I'm a Billabong model. So this kid, he's like, hey, I have a question. I think I have your picture on my wall. And I was like, you do? Yeah.
Did you whisper it?
Yeah.
Yes. I was like, yeah, it's me.
And then he was like, no way. And then he told everyone. And then everyone was like, wait, you're a model? And I was like, yeah. And I don't know why I wasn't embarrassed by it. I was just more like, are people going to be weird about that?
They probably were.
Well, then I had this magazine and I gave it to my friend and I was like waiting for her to turn the page, and I kept watching her and she was turning every page so slowly. I'm like, get to my page.
Get to page 52.
So she gets
me
to the page and I go, do you like that sweater? And she goes, she's like, yeah. Oh my God, that's your face. And I'll never forget the first time I told my best friend that I was modeling. And then she just was like, wait, what? That's why you're not at school all the time?
Oh my God.
And I'm
gosh.
Like, mm-hmm. Yeah. So anyways, started modeling then. Acting I started doing when I was like 21. Ish, 20, 21.
You've done a lot of cool stuff in your career.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, auditions are so hard. Mm-hmm. And so making my own content has actually been so much better for me.
Of course.
And because I do not want to just be an actor. I want to be a comedian. Mm-hmm. I want to do comedic movies and stuff like that. So it's hard to be with an agency that does everything because they're like, wait, you'd be great at drama. I'm like, I don't want to do that.
Yeah. Your personality is meant for humor.
Thank you.
Yeah.
And I would do it if it was the right role, but like, I'm not trying to go out every single day to an audition to do a drama.
Right.
So anyways, I finally feel like I'm in a place where I can like say I want to do a certain type of acting.
Yeah. Yeah.
Comedian.
Yeah. Yeah. And it's great because you do have quite a following on Instagram that you can also do it in your own way every day.
Yes. It's so amazing.
Yeah.
The thing that kind of sucks about like the difference between acting and Instagram is that Instagram is me. And acting, you can be in character and you can say things that you could never say.
Right.
I would love to do a video or an Instagram story and kind of like be a dick.
Yeah.
But then I'm a dick and I'm so not that way. But like, I have to like.
That's like if I ever see frickin' Bryce from 13 Reasons Why walking down the street.
Oh, yeah. Okay. What?
He is like the worst on the show, but it's his character.
Oh, it's his character. Yes.
I'm like, I feel like I wouldn't even be able to look him in the eye. I'd be like, I hate you.
Right.
Which means he's a great actor, but
I don't know which one that is. Is that the guy who like leaves her at the diner or something?
No.
I'm so bad with shows.
It's okay. People will know what I'm talking about. He's just a big dick on the show. The biggest dick of the show.
Got you.
But yeah, but it would be fun to play a dick role.
Yes. Oh, well, that's the thing. It's like, if it's right, the thing is I don't want to go work as a nurse on a show in a hospital every day.
Yeah.
Like, the last thing I want to do is get the needle every day.
Could you imagine?
Like, I don't want to. Honestly, that would depress me, I feel like, if I was on a show that I had to go to a hospital every day.
Yeah.
Or be on set where it looked like a jail.
Yeah.
Like, I asked someone who was on Orange is the New Black. I was like, tell me how you feel, because honestly, I'm wondering, like, does that make you feel weird?
It's got to affect you doing that every day.
She told me, she was like, honestly, it's such an amazing job. I have so much fun, but it's also very strange to go to work at a jail every single day because it's a real place.
And you have to put yourself in that mindset every single day.
That is like, that like makes me feel weird.
Yeah. But you're like, I'll stick to Instagram stories.
And I have so much respect for people that do that.
Oh, like, yeah.
That is hard work.
Yeah.
And
it's got to be like emotionally draining. That I love that show too.
So good.
Is that your show? What's your favorite show?
My favorite show would be like It's Always Sunny in Philadelphia.
Oh, so good. Yeah.
That's my favorite show that I would watch over and over and over again. But I think my favorite show is Breaking Bad.
Oh.
Sean
and I have watched it 3 times.
I've seen it 3 times as well. I honestly, it's the greatest show on
Which
Earth.
Is so funny because you're friends with Aaron.
I know.
So it's for you to watch. Do you even like think of him as your friend when you're watching, or is you just think of him as Jesse Pinkman?
No, he's Jesse Pinkman 100%. Yeah. It's so weird. So I've been friends with Aaron since literally I was 16 years old. I think met him when I was 17.
Yeah.
And he wasn't on Breaking Bad yet, and he was just...
That must have been wild.
Yes, so when he got Breaking Bad, it was like, oh my God. I couldn't believe like how big it got. The show got so big.
He was probably like, I'm doing this role with Malcolm in the Middle's dad, and you're like, oh boy. And then you're like, oh.
Yes, is right. Oh. I watched the first episode and I was like, oh snap.
It's the best show that's ever been on TV that I've ever seen in my whole life.
I know. But a show that's on right now, I don't know.
Are you watching The Handmaid's Tale?
No, I'm too scared.
Don't do it.
I'm too scared.
Because you won't be able to stop, and it's also awful, like, for, like, your heart.
I don't like that.
Yeah, don't
That's
do it.
That's why I had
don't
to stop it. Watching, stop watch, oh my.
You're not okay either.
I had to stop watching 13 Reasons Why.
Yeah, I get it.
Because at a certain point, I was like, this doesn't make me feel good.
No, and then you question, like, having children or, like, I know.
It's not okay.
It's deep.
I mean, the show is, I think it's good what I saw of
it. It's a great show. It's just super dark.
I can't do it. It scares
I get it.
I don't like things making me feel weird.
No, because, and also you're like, this is, like, possible. Like, Black Mirror to me freaks me out because I'm like,
I would never watch that.
No.
Never in my life.
You're a smart woman.
I don't watch horror films or anything like that.
Oh, I love horror films.
Can't do it.
Oh, I love it. I don't know why I like being scared. Also, I grew up dancing my whole life. Did you grow up dancing too?
Yeah.
Okay, because I was like, I've seen you dance.
It's good.
It's really good.
Shut up.
Like, no, it is. And like, you can sing and dance, but you play it off like you can't.
It's whatever.
You play it off like you can't, but you are freaking good.
Thank you. I can joke sing.
No.
No, no, no. But here's the thing.
Liar.
No, because the thing is if I really try, I can't hit notes that like singers can hit.
I heard you sing All I Want for Christmas by Mariah Carey and you hit the notes.
So true.
Yeah.
But
you can't sit here and say you can't hit the notes like the singers if you're hitting Mariah Carey notes.
That's true. But if I let the like thing keep running, I couldn't go on. My breath was done. I didn't
know. That's why you went into chestnuts roasting on an open fire.
Exactly.
Yeah, I get it.
You have to like go somewhere else.
I can joke sing.
Psych them out.
Yeah.
I can mimic very well. So like, you know, I can do like a Britney Spears. Like, well, so can you.
I'm like,
and there you go. Britain's you did it. And nailed it.
I call it the zipper voice. She always goes,
open the jacket. You have to like let it go into a breathy whisper.
Yeah.
Sorry, I'm doing this.
Oh, yeah. Are my chapped lips making
you
want?
That's why I need this.
Oh, okay. I want to play like Humzinger. Will you hum me like three songs and try and see if I can guess it? Is that Canadian too?
Humzinger?
Hum a song, see if I can guess it.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Let me guess.
Yep.
Okay. Is it Justin Bieber?
No.
Oh, well, I just assumed.
Cause, yeah, I know, because I love him.
Yeah, me too. I get it. He's Canadian. He's like my first love.
He is my only love.
I loved him when it was inappropriate.
Same.
Yeah, okay.
Oh, I have another story.
Okay.
But you didn't guess my thing.
Oh, go again.
Okay, ready?
Yeah. Oh, Kiki.
Yeah.
Do you love me?
Yeah, okay, I did it because we're on the topic of Kiki Challenge.
I got it.
I almost stood up and broke my ankle for you.
Well, then I would have really got it.
Yeah.
I'm glad we didn't go there.
Real quick, Justin Bieber story.
Yeah, please.
When I was, I wish I could remember like the year of this.
Yeah.
But I was on MySpace.
Yeah.
So that's telling you some things.
My name on MySpace was McGee.
Oh, my God. That's perfect.
Yeah.
Do you have boobs?
No.
Oh, so you were a liar.
Yeah, it was pure sarcasm. Yeah. Deny McGee. I like nothing.
Oh, gotcha.
Yeah.
Anchorman.
Yeah. It was funny back in that day. It's
I think it's funny now.
Do you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm like, I don't believe you. Anytime people drop like Anchorman, that's like the overused Anchorman. Now I'm like, get over it.
Yeah, someone the other day goes, milk was a bad choice leaving Starbucks.
No.
And I'm like, you.
Yeah, shut up. Shut up. Yeah.
I was like, I hate this guy.
Yeah, that would have been funny 10 years ago.
Yeah. Come on, bro. Yeah. Get your together.
Anyways.
I just made a pretzel out of these cords. Okay. My Justin Bieber story.
Yes.
So when MySpace was around and Justin Bieber was not, he was not a thing. Mm. I'm telling you, not a thing.
Was he like still in his mom's tummy or?
No, no.
Okay.
I'm not that old.
I know. I'm older than you. I'm older than you.
So I found, this sounds creepy, but I loved little kids singing really well.
Totally get it.
Right?
I get it.
It's such an amazing gift that some people have from a very young age.
Yeah.
People learn how to sing all the time.
Yeah.
But when you're born with that,
yeah.
It's so impressive.
I agree.
So I would find, like, you know, a deep dive into, like, YouTube back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
And it would take me to all the, like, I'd find, like.
Like him on the street playing guitar on, like, the
steps.
Yeah. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
I saw one of those videos when it had 300 views.
No.
I am telling you, I am a hardcore fan.
Wow.
I saw this video. I could have been Scooter Braun.
Yeah.
Oh, I mean.
Hello.
I am Scooter Braun. I honestly, like, what if I just ripped my mask off?
That's me.
I'm all high. No, I'm telling you, if I would have just, like, signed this kid, I mean, I probably would have done nothing with him. But
you're like, again, I don't have the skills to. Yeah.
No.
I'm not a manager.
It's so crazy. I saw this video. Now it has 100 million like views on this thing. When I see, I can't remember what video it is because I actually found a bunch. And then he started coming out with like videos where he was playing guitar for Usher.
Yeah.
And that's the one that like.
And you're like, hey.
Yeah.
You're like, I discovered that boy.
I'm not kidding. I put it on my MySpace
but
back
isn't
in
it,
the day.
Isn't it like, funny now that you like saw that and then fast forward to now being in love with him?
I I'm so embarrassing.
No, I am. Sean always says to me, he's like, did you have another dream about Justin Bieber? Because I, he is my reoccurring dream.
Really?
I always have dreams.
Lucky.
I always have dreams that I'm friends with him and that like he really is into me, but I'm engaged and that I'm just like, you can tell me whatever. And I don't care who he is.
That's, you're so lucky.
I know.
That's honestly,
sometimes
I'm
I'll
jealous.
Try and force myself to go back to sleep to get back into the dream where I'm just hanging with the Biebs.
Isn't that the best and worst feeling?
Yeah.
You're like, wait, I just woke up from something amazing. Please go back to sleep. Oh my God, I hate this. It's like two opposites.
Yeah.
I'm like, please, but this was amazing. I felt so,
dreams
I had that this
freak
morning,
me out.
Actually.
Dreams freak me out.
Same.
I can like know I'm in a dream too. And then I can go, like, I remember being in a grocery store in my dream and being like, ooh, I'm dreaming. I'm going to go see what all the labels say. And I'd like go.
Boring. Freaking worst dream ever. Snoozeville. I love it.
I thought
it.
You were going to be like, wow.
No.
You're like, boring. I'm like, wait, that is really boring. Why did I do that?
Cool dream, bro.
I was in
Tell
a
it again.
Okay. I was in a grocery store. And I literally was like, I'm in a grocery store. I know I'm dreaming. I'm going to go look at the labels. Oh, my God.
Oh, my God. I love you.
What a stupid dream.
Funniest.
What a stupid dream.
It's fine. No, it's great. Dreams are dreams, and they're crazy. Dreams are weird.
You just told me that was stupid.
It was
and now
stupid,
you're telling
but,
me it's great.
Well, no, it's not. I didn't say it was great.
You're like, no, it's great.
Again, drunk off of two sips of Whispering Angel.
Whispering, it'll get you. That's what their thing should be. Whispering Angel.
It'll get you.
Oh, see, it got
bye-bye.
Me. It got me. Okay, wait.
Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for useful car tips from Caitlin Bristow and True Car.
Hey guys, it's me, Caitlin Bristow. Here's a few useful car tips that you may not be aware of. A coffee filter and a little bit of olive oil can clean your interior. Removing excess weight from your car will improve gas mileage, and you can place your key fob to your chin to increase its range. Another car tip you might not be aware of, True Car also helps people get used cars. That's right, True Car is not just for buying new cars. With their certified dealer network and nationwide inventory of nearly 1 million used cars, you will enjoy real pricing on actual inventory and a simpler buying experience, whether you buy new or used. And with True Car, users can see what others paid, so they know if they're getting a good deal before buying. They're also more likely to enjoy a faster buying experience by connecting with True Car certified dealers. So when you're ready to buy a new or used car, check out True Car and enjoy a more confident car buying experience. Some features are not available in all states.
Bring it back.
I can never circle back. This is
it's fine.
My girlfriend Bree, who comes on the podcast sometimes, she used to be in radio and she can always circle back. And I'm always like, what the hell were we just talking about? Like,
oh my God, a good circle back? I'm into that. I think I'm a good circle backer.
Really?
Uh-huh.
Okay, then what were we talking about?
You having a dream about a grocery store.
No, before that.
Having dreams about Justin Bieber. Me loving Justin Bieber from MySpace.
I thought we were talking about Breaking Bad.
Oh my God, 4 years ago.
This is what I mean when I say my podcast is very unprofessional.
It's fine.
We just go all over the map. Want to play a game?
Yeah, hell yeah.
Imagine I was like, it's called Humzinger. Sing me a song. Oh, wait, we've already done that, too. Okay, this is my game called What Celebrity Would You Take? And you can't pick Justin Bieber for everyone.
Take? Like fight?
No. You'll see what I mean.
Oh.
And you have to say why.
Oh.
To a desert island.
Ooh. Oh.
Bieber.
Every single one.
You can only use Bieber for one.
No. Mm-mm. Okay, okay. Oh, okay, Kay. Interesting.
Okay.
He's like my lifeline. Okay. Okay. What? So which one would I take to a desert island?
Yeah.
I'm all Tom Hanks.
Good one.
Yeah. He could make me a volleyball with blood on it.
Good one. He probably learned a lot of lessons while filming that.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yeah. I'm going to go with Hanks.
That is a great
nailed
answer.
It. Thank you.
You did nail that one.
Thank
okay.
You.
Back in time.
I'm all the guy from
Back to the Future.
What's his name?
The crazy hair guy?
Well, no.
Or Michael J. Fox.
Michael J. Fox, your God.
Oh, yeah.
No, I'm not going to take him. Okay, hold on. So back in time, who would I take?
Yeah.
Oh, that's so
I would
fun.
Take Kurt Cobain.
Hot.
Yeah.
Or kind of
dark.
Like dark.
Yeah, real dark.
But what do you mean, like, take him back in time? Like, go back with him?
Yeah.
Or, like take someone from right now back
Ooh.
With me? Is that what you mean?
Ooh. Whatever you want it to mean.
Mm. I'm all Jesus.
That's great.
That is good.
He's a A-lister for sure.
Tell me a story. He's an A-lister, yeah.
That's a good one.
Yeah, probably Jesus.
Yeah, that is actually a really good one.
Yeah.
Who would you take clubbing with you and why? Paris Hilton.
Paris Hilton.
Duh. Same. Duh. Why? Because same. Me too. But old school Paris.
Oh, heck yes.
Yeah.
Dude, yes.
Or I would take Scott Disick.
No.
Is that how you say his name?
I don't know. Dixick? I don't know. Disick's?
Disick.
Scott Disick. That's
I would take, like, Party Scott.
Yeah, Party
single
Scott.
Single Party
be,
Scott.
Single Party Scott yeah. would be dope.
Yeah.
Who would I take to a club? Who would be so fun?
I know. I'm trying to think, too.
To, like, just rage with. Maybe that was like a synchronized.
Oh, I tried to harmonize. Oh no, we hit the same note there. What?
Okay, I'll go low. You go high.
Okay.
Nice.
I mean, you didn't even start, and then me jump in. We
nope.
just hit, nailed
we hit it.
It.
Yeah.
Wow.
Well, I kind of like, you know,
we're like,
I saw it in your eyes. Where we're going,
Jesus.
Wow. Too, those are too old. You use too old.
I quoted Step Brothers. I steal all of my material. I was that person who's like, I'm like just complaining about people
it's
quoting Anchorman. And then every time. Every
Will
time.
Will Ferrell. Genius. Okay. Ooh. Will Ferrell
yeah,
would be fun.
I was just going to say, wait, Will Ferrell.
To go to a club with? Because
yeah.
he's like out of touch with like the club scene, I'm
totally.
Guessing.
And I feel like he could be
in.
Frank the Tank.
He would be so fun.
Yeah.
Okay, I
That's
pick
a good
Will Ferrell.
One. I'm
yeah.
with you on that.
Okay.
Who would you take to space and why?
Take to space. Elon Musk.
I was going
to
say that too. I was going to say Elon Musk
I'm
too.
I'm so literal. I'm like Castaway yeah. and Tesla.
And then I'm like so mind blown that you're thinking the same thing as me, but really it's because it's the most obvious answer.
Okay. This is a celebrity, right?
Yeah.
Okay, celebrity. I was going to say I would take Matt.
Oh, well, that's sweet.
Yeah, I
you
think
can take him.
I would take Matt because I would be scared and he would like make me feel better.
Aww.
And then I would also want to be there with him. He's kind of a celebrity. He has like 500,000
Yeah, he's
Instafame.
Or
700. I don't know how much he has.
I don't know.
He's Instafame.
He's Instafame. Yeah. You can pick him.
Thank
and
you.
That's cute.
Thank you.
A strip club.
Justin Bieber.
Okay, that's your one. Yeah. Yeah.
Because he'd be like kind of hot.
Yeah.
And I'd be like, wait, would he get into it? I
yeah.
don't know.
And then you're like, yeah. are you looking at her?
Yeah. I'd be like, bitch, get yeah. off my man.
Yeah, but you know that like they can't, they wouldn't touch him.
But I also want to know what the other questions are because I want to like see if I want to take him somewhere else.
Yeah, you would. I know what one you're going to pick him for.
You're like to bed. I'm all Justin yeah. Bieber.
Okay, fine. You can use him twice.
Okay.
A haunted house.
Oh, God. A haunted house. I hate that kind of stuff.
I'd take like Rob Zombie.
Oh.
Wow.
Oh, because he would like scare people off.
Yeah. Put him in front of me.
Yeah. I think I would take Jessica Biel.
Oh.
I don't know why.
Okay. Interesting.
Because she's like pretty and then people would be like, oh, is that Jessica Biel? And they wouldn't try to scare us. They would just like interested in her.
They'd just be like, hey.
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't know. That was the dumbest answer ever, but
it's okay.
I thought of her because wasn't she in Saw or something?
She was in like some Chainsaw Massacre, maybe.
There you go.
Something like that.
That's the one.
This is the one I think you're going to take JB to. Your hometown.
Oh, to like meet the fam.
Yeah.
Oh my God. Is that a Bachelor thing? I know that is.
Yeah.
Who do you want to meet your fam?
Yeah.
To my hometown, Jim Carrey.
Oh, you love your Canadians.
I do. Oh,
yeah.
My God.
Yeah.
Wow. I really love my Canadians.
Michael J. Fox, Justin Bieber,
oh my God.
Jim Carrey.
I am a Canadian.
Who do you want to take to your high school dance?
Mike Myers.
Oh. He's Canadian.
Actually, that's kind of a good one.
It is a good one.
It's a good one.
But like Austin Powers,
so
Mike Myers.
Fun.
Yeah. Yeah.
Oh, my God. Well, now I want to take Jim Carrey to my high school dance.
Yeah.
Okay. To my high school dance. Justin Timberlake.
Okay.
Yeah.
Steal Jessica Biel's man while she's at the haunted house. Take him
exactly.
to the... Yeah.
She gets stuck in the haunted maze.
Yeah.
And I'm like, you're coming with me to my prom?
Yeah. Makes total sense.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. I see what you're doing there.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all I got for you.
Oh.
No. Do you want another one?
You just make one up?
Who would you like to take to bed?
Oh, good one. Let me think. Justin Bieber.
Yeah. Justin Bieber. That was your second chance. Yes. Okay.
Yes. Got it.
I just wanted to give you
yeah,
that.
Yeah, yeah.
And why?
Oh my, I mean, come on. Why?
Because his peen has been on the internet. You saw it, didn't you?
I did. Ah! Oh my God, I Googled it like so many times.
Yeah. Ah! Yeah.
Okay. Is that a serious question?
You already answered it.
Oh, okay. Well, yep.
No, yeah, why?
Oh, why?
Yeah.
Because, I mean, I don't know. Honestly, like, I've never even, like, had a real conversation with him, so I don't even know if
Have you met him?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
Like, you said hi?
Yeah.
Oh.
I know.
Was there, like, tension? Like...
Yeah.
Yeah. So much.
Yeah. So much tension. This is an exact quote from him. Are you ready?
Yes!
You're the white Cardi B.
Shut up!
I'm telling you, that's what he said to me.
No, he didn't.
I was dancing in front of him at a Craig David concert.
Okay, this just can't get any better. You were dancing in front of him at a
Craig David concert.
Like one. Da, da,
da, da, da. No, no, that's Brian McKnight. No, Wednesday.
Oh, Craig.
Yeah, Tuesday.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Friday.
I went Wednesday and you said Tuesday. You're just so drunk.
Wednesday, Tuesday. I don't know what days are. And I don't like. I don't even know who Craig David is. But the next day after Thursday, I was like, yeah. And then it was like Friday.
Oh my God!
I actually
you don't know who he is.
I actually do know who Craig David is. I'm totally lying.
I mean, that's the song that like. I mean, everyone
took
knows. Took a for a drink in July. I'm all nope, wrong.
And then August. But I know because
well, this fool hasn't texted me in months.
He goes like this, and we made love by Wednesday.
That's fast.
That is fast. Because didn't he just meet her on a Tuesday?
I don't know if he was back there. Oh my God.
He's back there just like shaking his head.
No.
Okay, wait. So you were at a Craig David concert dancing in front of Justin Bieber. And he said, you are a white Cardi B.
Yeah. Hey, he goes, I feel like weird. I don't know why I feel weird. He was like, are you a dancer? He like tapped me on the shoulder and he goes, are you a dancer?
Shut up.
And I was like,
did
yeah.
Did you play
I
it mean, so cool?
Well, yeah, because here's the thing. I love him as like a fangirl and like it's fun to like fangirl over someone.
Of course.
That's my person to fangirl over.
Yeah.
I don't want to like stalk him out of his home.
Yeah.
I actually like, I really like his music. I think he's so cute.
Yeah, it's like kind of like your shtick.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's also not because I actually really like his music and I really like, I love like looking at whatever he's getting into.
Yeah.
I'm just like, that's fun.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah.
He's my guy.
Yeah.
I'm a Justin Bieber guy.
You're a big Justin Bieber guy.
Yeah.
And I get it.
Yeah. And so for like, so people always are like, oh my God, you freak out. I'm like, no, I actually was like, oh cool. Justin Bieber's behind me. Like whatever. But yes, in my heart of hearts, I was like freaking out.
Yes.
But
you know how to play it cool.
Yeah. And I've also like, I've lived in LA my whole life.
Exactly.
And I'm telling you like the people that you randomly see at a Starbucks, it's like, okay.
Yeah.
I saw David Beckham today.
I saw that.
I did. He was at a juice place that I was at, and I was...
You just look over, and you're like,
yeah.
David Beckham.
Well, I ran into my friend, and her and I were talking, and she goes, is that? And I go, yes. And that's all we said.
Yes.
And then we didn't talk about it.
Yeah.
And then he goes, are you Eric's friend? To me. And I was like, he's talking to me. And I was like, no. And then I go, no. And then he goes, oh, sorry, wrong person. And I was like, ugh! And I just walked away.
You should have been like, are you a...
I know. I was like, yeah, very good friends. Are you Eric's friend?
Yeah.
I just used the same thing.
I am Eric's friend. Are you Eric's friend?
Oh, my God. Can you get me right up to his house? I actually need to go there.
You're going to Eric's?
I'm
saying. Me too. I'm out of gas. Let's go.
Let's do this. But, yeah, I was like, oh, that's kind of a cool sighting. But, like, I'm not, like, freaking out.
I'm the same way. Because only because in Vancouver, we served so many people, like, at this restaurant that I worked at that they told you, like, don't act like an idiot.
You can't.
And then I saw that people, like, really appreciate that. Now, coming off of a TV show, if people act like they don't know me, I love it.
Oh, you do?
Yeah.
Yeah, what is that like? Like, do you get recognized a lot?
It depends where I am. Yeah. Nashville, yes.
Yeah, of course. Yeah.
If I go to Canada, people just, like, nod and smile.
Oh, my God, so polite.
Yeah, so polite. It. But, like, it just depends. Like, there's a lot of Bachelor fans out there, but also I think it's because I also have, like, a podcast now, too, that I've...
I was going to say, like, but you have an Instagram presence, which is, like, huge.
Yeah.
And that, to
me... I'm like, yes. Thank you for your honesty.
No, but it is. It's, like, that's where people know people from.
Yeah, it's
And then
true.
They see, oh, she's on The Bachelor. Oh, yeah, I remember her from The Bachelor, or whatever it is, or yeah. vice versa.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
But it's so weird to me, because even if I see somebody, like, walking down the street, I'm like... Like, if they are, like, an A-list celebrity, it takes me, like, so many takes to be like, was that? And then I'm, like, done. And then that's it. I'm like, what? Yeah.
Well.
I think I saw him today.
Yeah. Yeah. I'm kind of like that, too. I can spot someone very easily, but I sometimes don't know what they're from. I just go, yeah. I know that that's
You're like,
a person.
How do I know that person?
Like, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Another confession.
Oh,
saw your boyfriend at Heidi's baby shower. He came with Spencer for a second.
Yes.
And I swear to God, I said, hey, him, like I knew him. Yeah. And then I went, oh, never mind. And yeah. then I got yeah. so embarrassed because I was like, I hate when people do that. Like if they pretend they're like, hey, how to, and they're like, oh, and they already know.
Yes, I know.
But I really didn't.
I do it every day.
But I said it to your boyfriend.
It's fine.
And then I walked away and I was like, so stupid.
It's fine.
I knew him from your Instagram stories.
It's okay. It's fine. Speaking of Spencer, I've known Spencer since I was like 17 years old.
You have?
Mm-hmm. And I'm telling, before the Hills, before
what?
Everything, when he,
no way.
It was literally even before him and Brody Jenner did that,
the Princes of Malibu. Yeah.
They were, he, when they pitched that show to whatever it was on, he told me about it before it actually
no
was
way.
A thing. Like, I've known him for so freaking long. I met him on the beach in Malibu and
That's
we just became
crazy.
Friends.
Crazy.
Yeah. And, I've known those guys forever. And so it's so funny now because, like, we've gone through so many things.
Tell me.
And, like, now I'm, like, we're on Instagram and I DM him and he's, like, he acts like he doesn't remember that. It's not that he doesn't remember it, but a month ago, I go, do you remember that we were, like, really good friends? And he goes, are you kidding me? Yes. I literally tell everyone. I'm like, oh, okay. But, like, it just seems so, I don't
he's
know.
He's just a character.
He's a character.
He's a freaking
character. He sure
is. He's a character,
he's
that
a
one.
Caricature.
Oh, that was a caricature for sure. Huh?
He's a drawing of himself from Disneyland.
Hey, come back. I have to draw you.
Goodbye.
I think this is time to wrap it up, Caitlin.
Oh, no. I don't want to leave
you. I don't want to either. But you know what? Here's the beauty of... What?
Mm.
Here's the good thing.
Yeah.
I will be back.
Okay.
Good. And I'm going to have you co-host every podcast I do.
Literally my dream.
You need your own podcast.
I'm gonna.
And you need to call it Getting R-E-A-L with Ariel.
I just got full body chills.
I just came up with it now in my head because I was like, say something clever about Ariel.
Getting R-E-A-L with like a lowercase a. So it just says rel.
Yep.
Ariel.
And then just have it.
And then the A is dropped lower and it says Ariel under it.
Calm down.
I'm sweating. Like I'm profusely sweating. he wants to produce it.
Yeah. This guy, yeah. My producer is all in for it, but don't leave my show, okay?
Hey, yeah. I got to talk to you later.
I got a show that I need to talk to you about. I'm going to have wine.
It's called
We're
the
just going to be very unprofessional and have any, like, we're just going to shoot the shit, play games, drink wine. It's called Off the
We're
going to
play my favorite game, Humdinger, or whatever it's called.
Zinger.
Oh, right. Sorry.
We're going to wear balaclavas.
Yep. Balaclavas.
We're going to wear balaclavas and we're going to play Zinger. Oh, my God. I need to go. Give me jokes.
Like a knock-knock joke?
Sure.
Okay. Did you hear about... This is a knock-knock joke.
You're like, oh, a knock-knock joke? Yeah, sure. Okay. So did you hear about the...
Knock-knock. Okay, wait, I'm going to start it off. Knock, knock.
Who's there?
Did you hear about the fire at the circus?
Is that the joke? No.
It was intense.
Did you say it was intense?
I'm literally crying right now.
At your own joke?
But also... crying.
I just snorted.
Oh my god, my face hurts so bad.
Look at my.
I'm telling you, starting it off with knock knock is the best decision I've ever made. Knock knock, who's there? Did you hear about the fire at the circus?
Okay, wait. From now on, I'm just starting every joke with knock knock, even if it's not about that.
That's my favorite thing ever. That's amazing.
Hey, knock knock.
Who's there?
What are the scariest kinds of bees?
Bees? boobies.
Yeah.
Oh. Oh! I just got it.
No.
Yeah.
I was good. No. Killer bees.
Oh. It's not a joke. That's real.
Yeah, I know. This is what I said. Okay, I did another podcast. I've done like a lot in the last 2 days. And I said that joke. And they said, oh, that's like, wait. What?
Oh, no.
Okay. I'm saying when it's a joke and yes. People say, like, what's the difference between? And I'm like, there's so many. Like, what's the difference between a hippo and a Zippo? One's a little lighter. But it's like, well, there's a lot of differences because one's a hippo.
That's a cute joke.
It's very cute, but, like, there's a lot of differences.
You're so literal about it.
Yeah.
You're like, well, one has tusks.
One's a living
thing. Actually, no, one does not have tusks. Oh, my God, I have to go again. Oh, shit. One has giant circular teeth.
Well, you know what? To be fair, I don't think anyone's listening anymore.
They're like, Arielle Vandenberg, and I don't know who that is. Off. I'm all, damn it, follow me on Instagram.
Yeah. Yeah, on that note, where can we find you?
Yeah.
I'm sweating.
Ooh. Well, you can find me on Instagram.
No.
Yes.
Really?
Yeah.
Go on.
It's at Arielle. Yeah. It's just my first name.
Yeah.
Yeah,
so but there's that. Two L's or one?
Two. A-R-I-E-L-L-E.
Mm-hmm.
It's like it's French, but
like
it's
the
not.
Mermaid, but not.
Yes, exactly, like the mermaid, but what?
And your last name, right?
No, it's just Arielle.
It's just your name?
Yeah.
Gangster.
I know. The person who had Arielle.
What are you, Seal?
Yeah. Yes. Usually people go, what are you, Madonna?
Oh.
You went with
what
Seal.
Are you, Cher?
And as if his name is really Seal.
He sang that at the bachelor wedding that I was at with the lead of Bernie Love.
Bernie Sanders. Oh my God.
Yeah.
That's really cool.
It was top three moments for me for sure.
Top notch.
Top notch.
That's
for sure.
Top notch.
Why do I keep trying to make this podcast go on further when I...
Because it's so fun.
It's too fun.
I could literally be here till 10 o'clock at night, and then you'd open these windows. I'd be like, oh, it's dark? Perfect.
I know.
Good.
I could just do this all night.
I just said that.
Oh, no, and then I could, like, open up the curtains and be like, oh, it's dark out. Great.
Just said that. Just stealing my bits left and right.
And then I did Stand Up with Amy Schumer.
I hate you.
Oh my God. Okay. I don't want to wrap this up, but I have to.
Why?
I'm like, you're coming to dinner.
Okay.
We will continue this over dinner. Watch, we get to dinner. We have nothing to talk about.
I'm all, I hate this bitch.
You're like, I don't even drink rosé. What the f*** is Whispering Angel? Screw this, girl. I hate podcasts.
This is the best podcast I've ever been on. No wonder you are just crushing it at life.
Well,
I'm obsessed with you.
This is the thing. I'm glad I finally convinced you to be obsessed with me, because I've been obsessed with you for a while now. So I'm glad that the feeling is mutual.
Lauren Paul texted me the other day and said, she's the best.
Oh.
So I just wanted to give you that, because Lauren, to me, is the best.
Yeah.
And so if she's giving you a compliment, I think of you.
Yes.
You are just getting high praise.
Yes.
Yeah, she's amazing.
Well, then I better stop screwing this up.
I just want to let you know that, because
you
are loved.
I love her and you, and I did
you.
Before you guys even knew I existed, so if that ain't creepy,
it's cool.
It's cool, but you get it because you were obsessed with Justin Bieber and it's the same thing.
It's fine. I'm the white Cardi B. And edit that out, please.
And I'm Caitlin Bristow. I'll see you next Tuesday.
Thanks for listening to Off the Vine with Caitlin Bristow. Get new episodes every Tuesday exclusively on PodcastOne.com, the PodcastOne app, and subscribe on Apple Podcasts.
Who's down with OTV?
Off the Vine sponsors for this Tuesday. Honest Company, go to honest.com/vine and enter code HONEST at the checkout for $25 off your first diaper and wipes bundle. Daily Harvest, get 3 items free in your first box, daily-harvest.com with promo code VINE. Lisa, visit lisa.com/vine and get up to $235 off and free shipping. And TrueCar, visit TrueCar for a more confident car buying experience.
Spectrum One is a big deal. You get Spectrum Internet with the most reliable internet speeds, free advanced Wi-Fi for enhanced security and privacy, and a free Spectrum Mobile Unlimited line with nationwide 5G included, all while saving big. For the big speed, big reliability, and big savings you want, get Spectrum One. Just $49.99 a month for 12 months. Visit spectrum.com/bigdeal for full details. Offer subject to change. Valid for qualified residential customers only. Service not available in all areas. Restrictions apply.
Time for a quick break to talk about McDonald's. Mornings are for mixing and matching at McDonald's. For just $3, mix and match 2 of your favorite breakfast items, including a sausage McMuffin, sausage biscuit, sausage burrito, and hash browns. Make it even better with a delicious medium iced coffee. With McDonald's mix and match, you can't go wrong. Price and participation may vary. Cannot be combined with any other offer or combo meal. Single item at regular price.